With the state expected to lose nearly 20,000 people over the next 15 years, many are trying to figure out how to entice young people to stay in West Virginia in the hopes of reversing that trend. Some young people want to stay, others don't, for many reasons like finding work. But many young people agree there is a perception amongst young West Virginians that people have to leave, not just to find work, but to simply succeed.
My name is Logan Spears. I'm 25 years old. I work at the Dancing Fig on High Street in Morgantown.
Spears says in his group of friends there's a bias against those that stay in West Virginia, primarily because of compensation.
Most of the people that stay in the state are kind of looked down upon by the others as, oh, well, I guess you didn't like get as good of a job as we did. I think one of the big things is just the pay that you get from it. And it kind of goes on price of living, cost of living. And in West Virginia, it's, not as high of a cost of living, which is an upside, which is a good thing that it's not as expensive to live comfortably. But at the same time, to make $30,000 here as a single 25-year-old, that would be a very solid annual salary. But if you were to move, elsewhere and work the same job, you could be looking at making double or triple that for doing the exact same thing just because you're in a bigger city. However, that cost of living, means that you're going to be paying double or triple just to be living there too.
But it's not just about money. It's also about attitude.
I'm Jocelyn Crawford, and I'm a native of Charleston, grew up here. I'm a teacher at Nitro High School. I teach science.
And my name is Matthew Crawford. I'm from Bell, originally, now I live in Charleston.
It seems to be that people who were born and raised in West Virginia, if you choose to stick around, then people who have left to go other places to go to school or find work, they've sort of made it, and you have not, even though, you may be doing, like, great things with your life. Like, I went to WVU and, I have my master's degree and I have a great job, but people who, maybe not, maybe still be in school or may have a job maybe that they don't necessarily isn't their dream job, if they've left, they're considered sort of more of like a success story. Do you get that too, Matt?
Yeah, I kind of get that sense. It seems like a lot of the people that we know who have gone to school and are still in West Virginia or going to school now or looking to leave when they get done, or they think that they're stuck in a rut because they're still here and they're trying to find a way to get out of West Virginia, even if they have a good job or they're successful in other ways.
Right. It's almost like you have to not apologize, but you have to explain why. Like, there's a reason why you chose to stick around.
The Crawfords, who have been married since July of 2012, believe national media coverage of West Virginia, which tends to be negative, plays a role.
Whenever there's a study out and it has West Virginia at the bottom of something good or the top of something bad, people talk about it a lot. And it seems like it's almost been ingrained in people our age that, that we're the fattest state or we're the dumbest state or all this stuff. And you can't succeed if you're here. If you're still here, then it's because you're stuck, because you can't get out. You can't go anywhere else.
The Crawfords aren't buying that assessment, and they're not alone.
My name is Mike Jones. I currently live in Charleston, West Virginia, and I manage a small electric motor company in Montgomery.
Jones was raised on a tobacco farm in Virginia. He moved to West Virginia for college, met the woman who would become his wife, and decided to stay. He says anyone can find something fun to do in West Virginia, and he says it's the true mountainous beauty of the state that keeps people here.
I had never been rock climbing before until I went to New River Gorge. Just several experiences that I wouldn't have been able to have had in other parts of the country. If people look up from their screens, they will realize that there's plenty going on around them and not everything is going on away from them. Right now, there seems to be an addiction to cell phone or tablet or just some form of screen directly in front of you. And I've experienced several people that just will not be in the moment. They wherever they are, they'd rather be somewhere else. And that's just, if that attitude doesn't change, then they're not going to experience happiness.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.